Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yep, that's my God, is a mighty man of war. Musa worship with Yanga Sobetwa there, or should I say, Yanga Koza, and a song entitled Ebenezer. Thus far, the Lord has been with us. Thus far, the Lord has been with me. I can testify to that, and I hope you too can this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. My name is Lukom Kwedi Puti, cruising with you all the way up until 3 this afternoon, and I really, really hope you started it on a good note. It is winter. Times are quite different, and so Pastor Moyo is not feeling very great this afternoon, so he's not in with us in studio. If we can just keep him in our prayers as well. You know those winter flus that slap you at a time that you don't need them to? Yep, he's got one of those. But Pastor Moyo, we're praying for you, Mfundiswam, and we're really just speaking healing over you. It's just winter sniffles. It's winter fevers and flus. Just yesterday, actually, I was saying to Auntie, I was sitting on the couch, it's feeling very cold, and she looked at me and she said, well, I'm not cold and the kids are not cold. I think you're coming down with a flu. And I was like, oh, worst of times to be coming down with a flu, because it's a very, very busy week for me this week. Sorry about that, Pastor Moyo. But anyway, I am not allowing you to sit without anyone. Here's Pastor Emmanuel for you.
Good day and welcome to the program. My name is Pastor T.L. Emmanuel. And we're still talking about the doctrine of Christ. And our focus this time is the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount. Glory be to God. And we've been talking about various subjects within the Sermon on the Mount because it's quite a complex sermon. Amen. But also very straightforward. Amen. So we've been cross-referencing with other bits of scripture just for us to get a deep understanding of what the Lord Jesus Christ truly means there. Amen. Glory to God. Matthew 5 verse 1 to 3 says, now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. So this is a message to his disciples. If you're a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, you're a disciple. And this message is for the church. Amen. It's for the church. And imagine if the church had to teach what the Lord Jesus Christ taught. Amen. We'd all agree. We wouldn't have all these different and differing doctrines. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So today we'll be talking about the heart. The heart. Amen. The heart. And the heart is really at the heart of the doctrine of Christ. Amen. The heart is really what the Lord Jesus Christ came to deal with. Because under Moses, the hearts of men were hardened. And as a result, they couldn't really be dealt with. But under the New Testament, the New Covenant, the Lord deals with the heart. The New Covenant is about the heart. And we'll then look into that just now. Glory be to God. Matthew 5, 21, 22 says, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. Amen. This is now the law of Moses. Moses is the one who said that. He says, but I tell you, this is now the doctrine of Christ, what the Lord now came to introduce. But I tell you that anyone who is angry, see, anger is of the heart. Anger is of the heart. Anger is unseen. You see that? Murder can be seen. Hey, come on. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother or sister will be subject to judgment, you see? And he says again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Racha, is answerable to the court, and anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. This is not the Lord Jesus. He's dealing now with the heart. Amen. So the doctrine of Christ deals with the heart. It deals with the hearts of men. The law of Moses, it's possible for somebody to say, you know what, I hate this man so much. I can't stand him. However, I have not killed him. Now, the Lord is saying, no, under Moses, you could say that. But now, under the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't do that. Amen. If you hate someone, that's murder. That's murder. Amen. So we're supposed to walk in love. We're supposed to walk in love and not hatred. Amen. We're meant to forgive others the way we've been forgiven. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:15 says, whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. You see that? And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So there are a lot of Christians who walk around that are full of hatred, that are full of anger, that are full of bitterness. You see that? So he says, when you're like that, you're in danger of hellfire. Amen. Therefore, you must repent. You must go back, forgive your brother, begin to walk in love, and begin to do the right thing. Glory be to God. Amen. So many are saying, but I'm not a murderer. But you are, because the Lord says so. He says murder is now of the heart because of anger. So the Lord Jesus Christ came to deal with the heart. So he's looking for a pure heart. Your heart must be pure before the Lord. Amen. So it's possible to live with someone that you hate intensely. Amen. You hate the person and then you just coexist with them. However, you hate them. So he says when you're like that, you're a murderer. And the Lord is against that. Glory be to God. Matthew 5:23-24 says, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, meaning you are now you at fault, you're at fault. And a lot of people are like that. They offend people. They say things to people. Amen. And then people are offended of them. And then they walk about as if nothing has happened. They go to church. They give the offering. They sing in the choir. They even preach. Amen. He says, don't be like that. Don't be like that. He says, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, meaning you're at fault, he says, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. If we could live like this, there would never be church splits. There would never be church splits. Think about it. All these fights we see in churches where the pastors angry with the deacon is angry at the choir is angry with the congregation, and people are fighting, and eventually there's a schism in the church. That would never happen if people then said, listen, before I give my gift, before I give my tithe and offering, I'll first go and be reconciled to my brother, make peace with them, be a peacemaker. Amen. There would never, ever be church splits. Amen. This is the doctrine of Christ. If you had to adhere to this, all this pain and anger we see in the church would disappear in a heartbeat. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:25-26 says, settle matters quickly with your adversary, meaning your enemy, the person that you consider to be your enemy who's taking you to court. Do it while you're still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Amen. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. So he's saying, listen, make peace quickly. Settle matters quickly. Amen. If somebody has something against you, settle it. If you owe somebody money, pay them back. If you owe somebody anything, maybe you know, you've wronged someone, go to them and apologize. Settle matters quickly. Amen. Don't be that person that, you know, offenses come through. He says, woe unto you through whom offenses come. Amen. So he says, don't be like that. Don't be that person through whom others are offended. Settle matters quickly. If somebody says you've wronged me, apologize. If somebody says, hey, you owe me something, pay them. Settle matters. Amen. Don't leave anything hanging. This is now the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Matthew 5:27-28. You've heard it was said, you shall not commit adultery. That's Moses. Amen. Then he says, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Once again, he's dealing with the heart. The doctrine of Christ is of the heart. It is about the heart. So he says that people who say, listen, I'm not cheating, you know, I'm not fornicating, I'm not dating, I'm not doing whatever. However, they're watching pornography and they're masturbating. They're doing all these things that the Lord is against. Amen. He says, that's now lust. You're looking at that person lustfully. In this case, he's talking about a man looking at a woman, but it also goes the other way. It goes the other way. So he says, anyone who looks at a woman or anyone who looks at a man lustfully has already committed adultery with him or her in his or her heart. You see that? So it means that adultery is now of the heart. So the Lord Jesus Christ has moved adultery from being something that's written now on a tablet of stone to now the heart. Now he writes that law in our hearts. And he says, listen, looking at someone with lust is already adultery. This is now in your heart. So adultery is of the heart. But his point really is, before you can sleep with someone, before you can do something that is sinful, that is lustful with someone, it first began in the heart. Hallelujah. So the Lord is talking about the heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Matthew 5:29-30 says, If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for you to lose your whole body to be thrown into hell. You see that? So what he's saying is, it is better for you. It is better for you, to lose one part of your body. Say, for example, your eye gives you problems, lose it. You see that? Than for your whole body to be thrown into the fire. What is he talking about? Is he saying you must gouge it out? Not literally. Because you know that in Christ Jesus, there's the grace through the Holy Spirit to crucify our body. Amen. So it is possible for your hand to be crucified and not your eye. There are people who will never steal. However, they will look and watch pornography. So your whole body must be crucified. That's really what he's talking about. Glory to God. So he says, and if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. You see, crucify not just your eye, not only your hand, not only your foot, your entire body. Crucify everything. Amen. Crucify it by the power of the Spirit. Glory be to God. And then you will live. Otherwise, your entire body will go into hell. You see that? So it is possible that now your eye can send you to hell. It is possible that your hand can send you to hell. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ taught. That's what he taught. And these things are not being taught in the church today. And the church is worse for it. Glory be to God. Amen. So he's talking about the heart. It's about your heart. It's about your heart. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:31-32 says, it has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, you see, makes her a victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. So here the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, basically in a nutshell, get married. You see that? However, you cannot divorce your spouse and then remarry. So remarriage, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, is adultery. It's adultery because now the first spouse is still alive. The real spouse is still alive. So when you marry somebody, it's for life. This is the doctrine of Christ. This is what he says. That's what the Lord says. Amen. So this thing, you know, Christians are marrying, divorcing, remarrying and whatever. It's just not the doctrine of Christ. And people talk about how there is now, you know, he was preaching the law that was under the law. Now we're under grace. Therefore, it's permitted. It is not permitted. Amen. The doctrine of Christ endures. Glory be to God. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. Amen. Glory to God. So he says that now the second marriage is adultery. The second marriage is adultery. But if you have already done it, you did it out of ignorance, and the Lord is gracious and merciful, and I believe the Lord can forgive under such circumstances. Glory be to God. However, it is important for us to understand that the Lord is not pro-divorce. He just isn't. The Lord also is not pro-remarriage. So if you divorce, do not remarry. Do not remarry, because now the second marriage is now adultery, according to the Lord. Amen. Deuteronomy 24:1-4, and this is where he gets it from. He says, if a man marries a woman who becomes displeasing to him because he finds something indecent about her, and he writes a certificate of divorce, gives it to her and sends her from his house, and if after she leaves his house she becomes the wife of another man, and her second husband dislikes her and writes a certificate of divorce, gives it to her and sends her from his house, or if he dies, then her first husband who divorced her is not allowed to marry her again after she has been defiled. Now, under Moses, you could remarry. Under Moses, there was divorce and remarriage. So the Lord Jesus Christ says, under me, there's nothing like that. Glory be to God. Amen. You see that? So he says, it has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. This is now Moses who said that. Then he says, but I tell you, you see, but I tell you, because now the Lord, this is now the doctrine of Christ, the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, but I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. You see that? Now, this is why he says it. Matthew 19:1-8, when Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went into the region of Judea to the other side of the Jordan. Large crowds followed him and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason? Now they're asking the Lord. Then he says, haven't you read, he replied, that at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female. He made them male and female. He never made them anything other than male and female. Amen. He said, and for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. You see? So God is against separation. He's against separation. He's against divorce. Why then, they asked, did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away? We've just read it now. Moses permitted divorce, right? Now the Lord is going to answer. He says, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard. You see? And this is the doctrine of Christ. It's of the heart. So under Moses, men's hearts were hearts of stone. You see, we were hearts of stone. But under the Lord Jesus Christ, we get given a brand new heart. Amen. And the law of Christ is then written in those hearts. And therefore, we're able to forgive someone. We're able to live with someone who is not good to us. Amen. And as a result, we're able to endure all these things that people say cannot be endured. Glory be to God. Amen. Ezekiel 36:26 says, I will give you a new heart, you see, and put a new spirit in you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. This is now Christianity. Amen. Under Christianity, God removes from us the old heart, which was made of stone. The heart of stone, amen. And then he gives us a new heart, which is not hard, which is not hardened. Glory be to God. So now we can have a heart, amen, that then follows God, a heart that can forgive, a heart that can love those who are not lovable. Instead of just divorcing someone and then remarrying, we can then live with that one and then love them just as the Lord Jesus Christ loved us on the cross. We can then live with that one, glory be to God, patiently awaiting the return of the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Spirit. That is the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the doctrine of Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. Until next time, glory be to God. And I hope that this has blessed you greatly. Amen. God bless you. Until then, amen.
Radio Pulpit, Jigelele, Lefasegamu.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.